Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, on this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a closer look at a topic that is currently intensely debated in the political arena, and that is the export of Swiss-made weapons and ammunition to Ukraine in the context of the war. So, Dario, tell us, what's all this about?
Well, at least in the case of Switzerland for now, the debate hasn't really been about directly exporting lethal weapons or ammunition to Ukraine the way Germany, the UK or the US are doing. It has mostly been about whether Switzerland should allow Germany and other European countries to re-export ammunition to Ukraine that they had previously purchased from Switzerland.
Yes, and so I think many people might have been a bit surprised when they heard all about this, because when a country, and this applies to any country, when a country actually sells weapons to another country, though the originating country keeps control of where they go next, if they go anywhere else. And of course, the Swiss government, when it comes to re-exporting Swiss-made weaponry, has so far said no.
Exactly. That, to the great frustration of Germany in particular, the Swiss government refuses to allow them to re-export their Swiss ammunition to Ukraine so far.
Right. Of course, Germany was, until very recently, not allowing its tanks to be given to Ukraine from Poland. But still, we'll gloss over that at the same time. Anyway, so why is the Swiss government refusing to allow this?
Well, the Federal Council referred to the recently adopted tightening of the federal law on war material exports, as well as to Swiss neutrality, of course, in their regard and in many people's consideration, it wouldn't look very good if Switzerland started allowing these re-exports of Swiss weapons and ammunition to Ukraine, and all of a sudden you would find Swiss weaponry on the battlefield aimed at Russia in this case. So because of that, the Swiss government refused so far any exports, re-exports of Swiss weapons to Ukraine.
Okay, well, let's wind the clock back a bit, shall we? Because we've heard a lot about Swiss neutrality in this context. But how was this handled in the past? I mean, what happened? What was Switzerland doing during the World Wars, for example?
Well, interestingly, during both the First and the Second World War, the Swiss government at first also refused to export any war materials in the name of neutrality, but then gave in to the pressures of other countries, but also a little bit to its own economic interests, to be quite fair there. So during the Second World War, for example, the government at first gave in to the pressure from France and Great Britain. Later, starting in 1940, after France fell to Germany, Switzerland also exported weapons massively to the Nazis and fascist Italy. So there is a precedent of a war in which Switzerland armed the belligerents.
Okay, so in the current situation, there is also increasing pressure on the government from within the country as well to allow for at least the re-export of Swiss war material.
Yes, in view of the war in Ukraine, the Committee of Security Policy of the National Council is calling for weapons manufactured in Switzerland to be allowed to be passed on to belligerent states by other countries under certain circumstances, these circumstances being the war in Ukraine, to be precise. Last week, the committee actually launched a parliamentary initiative to this end.
But wouldn't that be contrary to neutrality, as the government has constantly stated?
Well, of course, this argument can be twisted and turned in many directions and many different ways. People have very different visions of how strictly that neutrality should be applied. The majority of the members of the commission feel that the requested amendments are in line with the law of neutrality, as they do not allow the direct export of war material to conflict zones, but rather only remove the non-re-export declaration collections of countries that have already purchased Swiss war material. Members of the far-right Swiss People's Party and of the left-wing Green Party don't see it that way at all. Those two parties are the two with the strongest opposition to any of these amendments that would lead to such re-exports, although for very different reasons. The Swiss People's Party, because of their very strict vision of Swiss neutrality, that would even forbid the country from taking any kind of sanctions against Russia if they had it all their way. And the Green Party, because of their deeply seated pacifism, they just don't want to see any war material anywhere, any Swiss weaponry or arms anywhere in the world, not even in Switzerland, if it if right. they had it all their way. So there is a fairly strong opposition in the parliament for such amendments. Either way, nothing is decided quite yet, since the parliamentary initiative will next be dealt with by the Committee on Security Policy of the Council of States. But at least this the process is moving forward.
I kind of think you mentioned earlier during the Second World War, or even the both World Wars, where Switzerland perhaps also gave in to a little bit of economic pressure that it was for itself. I can't yes. help wondering here, if this was never allowed, then moving forward, it's not going to be good news for the Swiss arms industry, because many countries might actually say, well, we're not going to buy from Switzerland anymore because we can't do with the what we'd like with these things.
Exactly. And there are fears that they could, some of them could maybe relocate their manufacturing plants to other countries. Because of that reason.
Right. Okay. Anyway, watch this space. It is not yet decided, and a lot of news to come on that one. So, Daria, thank you very much indeed for that. That was Daria there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so, of course, on our website, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.